Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having more fun than the law allows. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and I'm very excited about having a new friend, but he's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to get him back on the show. He's too smart to let him not come back pretty soon. Mark Bervin is president and chief operating officer of Nationwide Insurance. You got that jingle handy, Mark? I'd like to hear that jingle. Can you do it?
You know, I think that we should save that for the end. I need a big close.
Oh, okay. All right. I like the way that says.
Maybe that's my gift to your listeners.
I'm going to save it. I'm going to give you some time at the end, so get it ready. Okay, Mark.
Right.
Thanks again for being here. Your survey is very interesting. You conducted a couple of months ago. You conducted a survey with about 500 folks, small business owners across the country. And we're talking about folks being prepared for any kind of a business. I'm going to call it a business interruption. Could be a disaster. Could be, you know, a server meltdown. It could be a lot of different things. And I know you had some great stats on what people told you, and I want you to give us a couple of more of those. But I also want you to weave into these stats how a small business owner can work with their insurance company to be prepared so that they're prepared in the beginning and not disappointed after it happens.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to share this. I would say a couple of those facts that maybe stood out that I would focus on is just how so many folks didn't think that it was likely that there would be any kind of a disaster that would occur to them. So we had over a quarter of the respondents said it's just not likely that anything would happen to my business.
Denial.
It's
not just a river in Egypt, is it?
No, and you know, I think part of that is just even the lens that we put through what is a disaster, and you just rattled off a number of different scenarios, but we all know as a small business owner how dependent we are on our cash flow. Mm-hmm. And anything that closes down your business potentially for even a day or two can be a very significant event. And, you know, as we went through this, we found that most folks just didn't think it would happen to them. But as you dug a little bit deeper, also discovered that if it did occur, almost half of the respondents felt as if it would take 3 months to get the business
back.
Now, you consider that through the dynamics of the impact on revenue streams, and that really one of the call-outs that I would make, Jim, probably dovetailing into insurance a bit, is business interruption coverage. And
right.
So important for business owners to have a detailed conversation with your insurance professional before a disaster. Talking about, you know, the different dynamics of risk that individual business, because they're all different in what they have. But one of the key things is just asking and having that conversation about business interruption coverage.
This happened to me, Mark. I had a business interruption. I mean, I said it earlier. I had a storm to come through and took out a business that I owned years ago. And I thought I had business interruption insurance. Guess what I did? But I hadn't looked into the layers of that coverage, and nobody did anything wrong. It's just that I presumed more than I should have about what it covered.
Yeah, and you know, I would say the takeaway that we had was as we got into this conversation with business owners, only a third of the business owners had business interruption coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the impact of that, again, imagine the business being shut down for 3 months. How many would be able to sustain? And I think that's what comes into the whole dynamic that we see of after a disaster, roughly a third of the businesses that are impacted in a local area because of a disaster never reopen.
Well, let me tell you something, Mark. 70% of those people who were in denial couldn't last 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm sorry to say this, but you said it well earlier. Cash flow is the lifeblood. Not of so many small businesses, not profitability, cash flow.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing that we saw, Jim, was, you know, in that dynamic on the business interruption coverage, which is an important one to talk about with your insurance professional, the difference in what we saw in the dynamic of the size of the business owner,
mm-hmm.
most, you know, a significant part of who we serve are businesses that have fewer than 50 employees. And in that case, only 17% of those business owners had or were aware of their business interruption coverage.
Mm.
So really just an important call out there that would be something that you would definitely want to check out.
Well, and you want to be, and you, would you want to be specific? If, like you said earlier in the last segment, if you lived in a flood zone and you lived in a hurricane zone or tornado zone, would you want to be specific about those things? If you lived in California, you'd want something on earthquakes. Would you want to be specific and have riders for those things?
Yeah.
Can you have?
You absolutely can. So as you would look through, predominantly when we talk about disaster, that's exactly what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
are earthquakes, hurricanes, flood, severe thunderstorm.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that we've also seen with the changing weather patterns is just how significant, depending upon where you are, winter weather has become.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
So that's
Mark, I got to wrap it up, but... I need some websites. Give us a website where they can find more on the study.
Yep. So, again, I would refer to IBHS.org.
To learn more about a plan, right? And then for the site, I mean, for the survey?
Nationwide.com/disaster planning recovery.jsp.
Right. And I need to jingle quickly, Mark.
Nationwide is on your side.
How about that, folks?
That was good.
Great job, Mark. Mark Bourbon, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.